Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Of course, as always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
I thought you forgot what you had to do there. You did it, buddy. You got it. Nice work. Anyway, Kirk Hammett has four solo instrument tracks in the works that, quote, feel like the best thing I've ever done. That's according to Hammett, of course. Hammett tells Metallica's fan club newsletter, so what that he has supposed to play on two of these horror-themed instrumentals with the Vancouver Symphony next month. He collaborated with San Francisco Symphony conductor Edwin Ottwater, who did the arrangements for SNM2 on the tracks and recorded with a small chamber orchestra and some other musicians. Hammett adds, quote, one of them is called High Plains Drifter, and the other one is called The Incantation. They're not done yet. They still are in their rough mix stages. I mean, I have to get the rough mixes, but I have four tracks now, and the four tracks are like four different movies. They're not movie soundtracks. They're like movies. They tell a story. He says the tracks will likely be out before the pandemic is over.
There you go, Hammett. You know, if I was him, I would name my kid God.
God Hammett? Oh, yeah, I see what you did there. You have to say it out loud. Kirk is one of my favorites because he's a super talented guitarist. Obviously, he hasn't been there from the very beginning. Mm-hmm. He's been there for pretty much. But before Kirk was there, you had Dave Mustaine. Obviously, Dave Mustaine got kicked out of Metallica because of his drinking and shenanigans, which kind of worked out because he gave us Megadeth then. But watching Kirk, he's such a mousy little guy. And when you watch the documentary, Some Kind of Monster, like, the band is arguing. You got Lars and James yelling at each other. And then Kirk just comes in. He's like, come on, guys. Can we just get along? Yeah, come on.
Could you just please just work everything out?
Come on, guys. We're trying to. Like, they're in therapy. And, like, the band is breaking apart. And you just have Kirk like, come on, guys. Can we just. Guys, this isn't. Guys, come on, guys.
You know, maybe the band needs it. Maybe every band needs one of those, though.
Every band needs a Kirk. I like it.
Yeah. Just a little mousy guy that just steps in when he needs to.
Please. Come on, guys. Anyway, all joking aside, I'm glad Kirk's working on some stuff, and hopefully we'll see some before the end of the year and before the end of the pandemic. So there you go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1953, the late, great Tom Petty. Obviously, you know him from his solo stuff, from Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. He was born in Gainesville, Florida. He's a Florida boy.
Wow. Yeah. Gainesville, huh?
Good old Gainesville. No, yeah.
Wow.
Make some good musicians down there. So, all right. There you go.
The only great thing that came out of Florida.
The only good thing ever to come out of Florida was Tom Petty. That's it. Damn it. All right. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
You can't be part of it.
You did forget what to do. We'll be back.